Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We'll tell you about it here on Free Talk Live.
Are you going to find Carmen Sandiego as well?
She was hanging out with Waldo. Yeah. Yes, that's right. We found both Waldo and Carmen Sandiego. They were just hanging out together, having some private time.
Ooh.
Picks or didn't happen.
Picks or it didn't happen. If I mentioned it, or if you didn't hear me mention it before, I did mention it before, we seem to have fixed the phones. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those in just a minute. 603-283-6160. If you were on hold and got disconnected, that was because we were troubleshooting the problem. Seems to be remedied.
The technicalities?
Technicalities have been somebody sprayed a can of technicalty, be gone.
Oh.
So... yeah, at least for the moment, anyway. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
This is Free Talk Live. And without further ado, let's just go to your calls and thoughts. We have Jet calling from Florida. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys were talking earlier about how Mark is wanting to establish these free cities, you know, versus places like New Hampshire.
Yeah, I believe it's free private cities is the full terminology there.
I don't know if he wants to establish all of them. He's just promoting the idea.
I'm going to tell you why that's the best idea.
Sure.
The United States, for example, New Hampshire has a smaller setting, Alaska, Hawaii. Imagine the Philippines with all its islands. These are just fictions. And the definition of a fiction is something invented by the imagination or a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
So we live in the fantasy of despots and tyrants
in this
large scale, using the paradigm of large scale borders. That paradigm has to go. And of course, you know, the way that I understand how to rid the world of this paradigm is to simply repeat these words over and over. Very short, four words, for example. Could be three, could be four, could be five. And that is that these are just other people who put themselves in these positions of power and control, and they're just other humans. But they're willing to hurt us if we dare challenge their superiority.
Okay.
So the city enclave concept is probably the best, because that way people are not influenced outside of that small arena, that metropolitan area, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
If we had more of these things where, rather than the entire state of California, if we had those people who wanted to congregate in L.A. or up in Eureka, up in the very, upper ends of it, then people would be happier because they could make those choices based upon all kinds of things, including climate, economics, crime, all this kind of thing. So the city enclave really is the better concept.
Yeah, but what about defense? What happens when they get invaded and overrun and turned into slaves?
I haven't had a chance to talk to Mark about it, to hear his rebuttal of this, but this kind of a thing is already happening inside of the United States. That is to say, there are, we'll call them corporations, who have purchased land in the desert somewhere, I don't know if it's Nevada or Arizona, New Mexico, somewhere, where they're trying to do something similar to the free private city. They've basically lobbied the existing government for special permissions within this area to build their, quote, city, unquote, of whatever design it is.
My objective is to help people all around the world mm-hmm. escape from this paradigm of the larger borders things, because borders don't make any sense. For example, what's the difference between the people of Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas? So the concept that I'm trying to get across that I never seem to get to in these conversations is that in order to change your mind, you're going to have to keep telling yourself that these are just other people who have no more right to do anything than you or I. If you do that and spread that message around, then more people will become awakened to the idea that, you know what, I shouldn't have to be obedient to just other monkeys, because they're just other humans. They're not special, and they're certainly not superior. That's the main message I want to get across. And you guys have a platform and a forum to be able to promote that about every other minute.
The wonderful thing is, if you get that message across, you wouldn't need to move anywhere, right? Like, where you're at would be fine, because you'd then be surrounded by people who just leave you alone.
They're just other people. I don't know when it hit me, you know, whether it was in high school or something. It just the idea that somebody else, some stranger, telling me that I have to do something, especially I have to pay them money that I earned, that just messed with my head. And I've been the rebel ever since.
Yeah, and you're not wrong about that. Absolutely. You're completely in the right, and I agree with you and your position on that. Getting it into a succinct, palatable idea that you can spread quickly and easily, you know, doesn't come easy to me anyway, amongst other people as well.
The elevator speech is very simple. It's like I said, people with titles are just other people who have no more right to do anything than you or I. It's that short, that sweet. You can say people with titles are just other people, other humans who have no more right.
But I think it takes more than, one phrase to change people's minds.
Not if you hit them over the head with it every day or every hour.
Well, no, then they tune you out.
Maybe.
Yeah, not everybody's going to be...
You become redundant and monotonous. So, like, really, all I should have to say when it comes to the monkeys that are more popularly called government, all I should have to say is this type of organization is wrong because the ends should justify the means.
Okay, we're living in the fantasy. Just remember that, and that's pretty much all I got. Living in the fantasy, and we don't have to.
And I will also again suggest that the best way to change people's minds is to use, like, the powers of liberty and freedom to solve the problems.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, the whole, like, top-down approach, like, you gotta get the freedom and the liberty because blah, 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 and then you just, like, vomit on them.
Right.
Is never going to work. But if they come with, like, I need this solved, right, go, like, here's how you do it. And then I need this. And it's the same solution. Like, more freedom, more liberty will get you where you want to go, and you can demonstrate that. I think that would be more effective in changing people's hearts and minds.
I kind of like Ernie Hancock's statement, too, is freedom is the answer no matter the question.
What's the question? Yeah. Right. Hey, thanks for the call, Jet. We appreciate you. I think that different people, I know this for a fact. I used to run a, we'll call it an inside sales room. And I had a bunch of people who were all very similar to each other. They all had similar styles, similar presentations, similar voices, similar methods of speaking, you know, that kind of thing. And it would ebb and flow, right? And we couldn't get the sales cycle leveled out to where they were producing consistently over time. So we let some people go. And in the hiring process, I made the determination to hire people who were different from each other within this team. We're talking a team of like 10 people or something like that. And it totally worked because, you know, one person can talk to a person and explain it in a way that they understand, whereas another person can talk to that same person and totally turn them off of the product or service.
Yeah.
And so by having a diverse group of people, a diverse group of voices who explain things differently, was how we actually ended up fixing our problem and leveling out our sales cycles. I think the same thing applies to selling freedom. Right? Well, most people in the United States of America think that they're free.
That's a funny joke.
Yeah. But convincing them that they're not is a difficult thing to do.
It's also why I stopped doing it.
Right.
Right? Stopped trying to convince me. Because I'm abrasive, and most people don't like me. So I'm like, I gave up on that. I'm just the guy that mocks you from far and laughs at you for not being
funny. I almost got into, like, bar fights because, you know, like, oh, you hate America. You're a traitor. Right? I got all that kind of crap, right? You know? So I just stopped doing it, at least when I'm out drinking in bars and that kind of thing. But now I'm on the radio, so.
What you gonna do now?
Fight me now, bro.
Captive audience, I guess. 603-283-6160. More of your calls and thoughts are on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We are live. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to you in moments. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes, and it could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Joe calling from Maryland. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Happy New Year, Mon Capitan, Nikki, and Richie Rich.
Hey, back at you, Joe. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Okay, what they don't tell you about this virus and everybody getting sick and everybody's all worried about it and stuff, that there are ways to prevent this, and what you could do. I'll tell you how you get the virus. It gets through your nasal passages. It incubates for 3 days, goes down to your throat, and spreads through your body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go out, and it's not hand contact or anything like that, or on surfaces. So what you would do is you would get, like, people who do neti, they're really immune to this virus because they clean out their nostrils and everything.
So for our listeners who don't know, neti is they make these pots, and you basically steam your nasal passages by holding your head over it with, like, a towel or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just waterboard yourself in your kitchen sink,
pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
What you could do is get saline solution that, you know, you get at the drugstore and spray it in your nose, yeah. And you could put up a, you know, boil some water and everything like that, and put some Vicks in it and things like that, and breathe it over the thing. But that's too much. Problems, or you could buy yourself like some spray, colloidal silver. You spray it up your nose, and you can spray that in your throat, and that would prevent it. Also, like I also have these zinc C, elderberry, and echinacea lozenges, and like if I even feel like a little tweak in my throat, right, I pop one in immediately. So, and there's a whole bunch of other things you can do herbally, and they don't tell you this. And
you know, yeah, they don't tell you because
people are dying.
Yeah, they're not interested. And by they, I mean like the mainstream media, you know, people under Fauci's organization, anybody within the pharmaceutical, you know, pharmaceutical medical complex. They don't tell you about these things because they don't care about your health. They don't care.
Right.
All they want is for you to be stabbed in the arm with their newest invention, and then whatever, you know, side effects you might have, they're going to sell you a drug for that too down the line.
Right, that comes later. You get the free shot now that makes you need the whatever drug they're coming out with later for life.
Okay, here's what a research scientist said. He looked at the, the shot that they give you, the stuff inside the vaccine. He looked in the vaccine, and he said, this is the honest to goodness truth. He said he saw a set of eyes looking up at him, and it was, you know, one of the microbes in there and stuff like that they put in there. He saw a set of eyes looking up at him. He had to get away from the microscope because he actually thought that thing was looking at him, staring at him, and he thought that thing knew who he was and was looking into his soul. That's how scary it is.
That is very interesting. And, hey, thanks for the call tonight,
and
Joe.
And now you lost both of us.
Yeah, that's
we
real.
We were with you on the nasal thing.
COVID. It's staring right at you.
Well, the nasal thing, I've heard similar concepts or techniques on, like, Wes Bertrand's show, like the Complete Liberty or the Healthy Mind, Fit Body podcast or whatever. We're like, yeah, if you want to get rid of it, just get a histamine thing and, like, you know, that would kill the COVID before it has a chance to, like, spread into the rest of your respiratory system. But they're like, you know, for eyes just staring up at you under the microscope.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah,
maybe. I haven't looked at it, I don't know.
So, you know, what can I say?
I can say you probably lost people. You might have had people up until that part. As far as, like, reaching people with credible information.
Yeah.
And then you just destroyed all the credibility you had.
Let's move right along. Let's go to Richard in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Richard.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. You're live.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. In the last couple of days up here in Albuquerque, there's been a commercial about buying into oil production. And I guess I'm making a national scam alert because these people are talking about buying into, I guess, oil wells and oil production, but oil production, everything is on its way out because you've got other alternative forms of energy that's coming in. And also, last Monday, I had between 12 and 15 scam calls telling me they were from Amazon and my credit card was going to be charged for $995 up to $1,499. And I don't have an Amazon account. And I probably never will because I'm in a position where I can pay for most things in cash. But for people around the country, be aware of telephone scams. Thank you. I enjoy listening to your show.
Thanks, Richard. We appreciate the call.
Investing in oil futures may not be a bad thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, depending on how he got the information, though. Now, he said he heard a commercial, so.
Yeah.
But a commercial is different from a fraudulent solicitation.
Correct, yeah. But it is, you know, it's more and more difficult to tell, like, what things are legit, what things aren't. Like, if you're not into, like, MLM, multi-level marketing, like, you can easily get, like, hornswoggled into one of those before you, and then you're like, oh, it's MLM, what am I doing here? Right?
They've
gotten very creative with their onboarding techniques, is what I'm saying, I guess. But, thank you, Richard, for,
be as on the way out as he thinks.
Yeah, that's true. But thanks for the, you know, warning on scams. Of course, people, do be careful of any scams out there. 603-283-6160. We've got more Free Talk Live on the way for you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week says federal health officials are looking to add a negative test along with its 5-day isolation recommendation for asymptomatic Americans that are experiencing COVID-19.
there has been some concern about why we don't ask people at that five-day period to get tested. That is something that is now under consideration. The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that.
Another day of major flight cancellations in the U.S. and across the world. FlightAware is reporting over 2,400 flights were canceled due to bad weather and understaffing due to COVID-19. Holiday travelers are stranded and searching for alternate ways to get home. This is USA Radio News. With the new Omicron variant surging just as students are about to return from their winter break, dozens of colleges and high schools are moving classes online once again for at least the first week or so. Harvard is moving classes online for the first 3 weeks of the new year, with a return to campus scheduled for late January. Some students say starting the term remotely is becoming routine. So far, more than 70 colleges across 26 states are starting the term online, and others say they're considering it as well. Weathermen say, look out, a sneaky storm from the south will be swinging northward and strengthening to blast part of the mid-Atlantic region with a heavy dose of snow. Forecasters say severe cold and heavy snow make returning home from the holidays along Interstate 95 treacherous. Officials say play it safe and wait to travel if you can. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What segue?
Talking about online scams.
I have a car, dude. I don't need a segue.
You gotta get the segue that turns into like a go-kart.
How are you gonna drive your car inside of the mall, though? You need a segue.
No, I just need a really big mall.
You need to go to Florida. That's what you need to do. If you're gonna drive your car to the mall, that's totally a Florida man thing to do.
For those of you wondering what you're listening to, it is Free Talk Live. This is the Sunday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We are live, call-in talk radio show. We've got calls are on hold. We've only got one line open right now, but if you want to try and get in, go ahead, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We're giving away... Wait, I think we already gave this away. We did.
We did.
Yeah, well, we're no longer giving that away.
You missed your chance. Tune in last week.
Tune in yesterday. Yeah, tune into our archives over at freetalklive.com to find out who got the free Bitbucks.
throw that in the trash.
No, I'm going to leave it and see if anybody else does it, too.
In the setup, are you?
I do want to say thank you to Dale, who is a Gold Amps subscriber. You can find out more over at amps.freetalklive.com. Basically, Dale has taken it upon themselves to give us some money. Gold level, I believe, is $15 per month. And this money goes to help get this radio program onto more radio stations and otherwise promote the show as well. So right now we're on around 200 stations. We could be on 250, 300, 350 is not out of the question. It's all up to you, and we could use your help to do so. You do get some perks if you are a subscriber, a member of the AMPS program, which stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support over at amps.freetalklive.com. But that's not why, you know, yeah, we give you some cool things if you do donate. But you should really want to donate if you enjoy the content that we bring you, the hosts, the co-hosts, the fact that we are, I think, the only live call-in radio talk program from a perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity. So a unique thing in this world today. Please consider becoming an AMPS subscriber over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Dale. We appreciate you. All right. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Mac calling in from Colorado. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Nikki. Hi, Richie.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
You too.
So I was speaking to Ian on Free Talk Live yesterday about trying to get it be a more occurring thing. I was kind of pitching him ideas as to how to maybe, you know, get on the ball about that, and we kind of discussed that that this is a radio show and not a podcast.
Right.
And that was his big gripe about it, and I brought you up because I thought you would be best to host for your talk live.
No, but thanks.
The thing is, I didn't want it to really be called for your talk live. I mean, I guess I never really got out to say maybe a separate thing with Free Talk Live called Free Talk Live After Dark, and maybe you would host it like three times a week, like, I don't know, say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then something like that. And the reason for that is, well, I feel like if you guys focused not just on radio but on live streaming, you might be able to gain an audience of a younger generation.
Well, we already live stream the show on, like, well, not so much live stream, but, like, podcasts and stuff. I mean, you can pretty much find Free Talk Live wherever.
Yeah, I mean, we do live stream the show, but it's also a radio show, which means there are certain things we can't talk about, according to the FCC. And I think
exactly.
I think Mac is getting at, like, I want to hear the uncensored version. I want to hear, like, what you got, how you guys really talk to each other.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, sort of the things we can't say. He wants to hear that kind of stuff.
Well, shameless self-promotion, then. I do a live podcast on Saturdays on Clubhouse. And then I release it into the internet.
What is it called?
Called The Anarchist Experience.
Oh, interesting. And how long has that been on?
7 years.
A lot of content.
A lot of content, yeah.
Mac, I'm not opposed to doing, you know, more shows, particularly of the uncensored variety. The problem that I've had, and this is just me personally, it's something I could totally get over, I'm sure, with enough practice. But the problem that I've had is when I sit down in this studio here, I have to be in a frame of mind to not use all of the language and descriptions that the FCC prohibits me from using, because I don't want to.
And Ian did mention that yesterday.
Yeah. And so what happens to me is when I do an episode of Freer Talk Live and I'm free to speak the way I normally do and use the language that I want to use, and I come back, like, I'm more apt to violate those rules the next time. Now, I'm sure I can get over that with enough practice, so, like, it's not outside of the realm of possibility, but I just.
Well, his suggestion was you just keep it clean.
What fun is that?
Don't know that I'm capable, really.
I don't like that either. And the other thing I did suggest was, why not do it at Aria's Adasius, or today, I forget what she called it.
It's a good idea.
She told me that she took it down.
Yeah, it's a good idea, and, you know, it's not, I mean, we're certainly considering it. That's all I have for you right now is that's where it's at.
Okay.
It doesn't, if it's going to be released as a podcast or live stream, it doesn't even have to be after Free Talk Live.
That's true.
Whenever.
That's true.
During the day.
That's true. Yeah. Any other thoughts on that, Mac?
No. Just wanted to see what your guys' thoughts was on that.
All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening, man.
I think the thing about Freer Talk Live is 3 hours is already a long time to be doing, like, a radio show. And then to, like, tack on an hour or two after that,
yeah,
multiple times a week, I mean, that's like 5 hours, you know, a day. It's just like a lot.
The other thing is, like, LRN.FM has other live programming in the Liberty Sphere.
Yeah. Or,
not anymore, it doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's all pre-recorded.
Okay, well, then it did. But either way, you have all that other content if you listen to the LRN feed, right? And there's no reason why that Freer Talk Live has to fit within, like, the same host going on for, like, another 2 hours. It could just be the show that gets broadcast after this one.
I have considered resurrecting the Kick-Ass podcast, which was something that I did before I moved to the state of New Hampshire because I just felt like I needed to do something. I had actually auditioned for another show that used to be on the radio called The Freedom Fiends. And it was just the schedule and the tech just didn't, you know, the opportunity didn't sort of materialize there.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Yeah, totally. You know, and that was run by Michael Dean. So I did that, and then that didn't pan out just because of schedule, my job, and, you know, tech and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, well, what can I do? I can do the Kick-Ass podcast. So I started doing my own podcast, pre-recorded. It would be literally just me and, like, one of my friends come in, talk about current events or what's going on, you know, with a freedom spin to it.
Yep.
And it was fun. I enjoyed doing that. So I've considered doing that. But, again, it's about time and, like, you know, do I lose money by spending time doing these other things in my actual life? You know,
100%.
You know what I have to consider, and I'm not looking to get, like, paid or anything, like, but I have to consider, like, those ramifications. How much time am I taking away from my other activities that I have to do to make sure my life stays, you know, on, you know, going?
Yeah, but I do the podcast as a hobby. It's a nice little outlet where I do get to vent about other things that aren't necessarily Free Talk Live related.
Right.
Right. Right. Well, there it is.
And I do. I enjoy your podcast.
I appreciate that, Kevin. Thank you.
What were we talking about?
This was it. This was Free Talk Live.
All right, Free Talk Live.
We were on topic. We didn't deviate at all, that's it.
I thought I had a point that I was trying to make and then forgot, but apparently I didn't.
Okay.
603-283-6160 is the number. We've got a couple calls holding, so you might be able to get in if you call now. Final segment of the Sunday Night Edition is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is the final segment of the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. If you've missed any of tonight's program, well, here shortly it'll be posted over at freetalklive.com. You know, give it an hour or two after the show before it's up there for you to review if you've missed any of it. But you can also subscribe by a podcast and all that kind of stuff. You can find out more about all that at freetalklive.com.
And if you listen to it after 10 o'clock, just pretend it's Free Talk Live.
Yes, yes. And if we say something like, what the beep? You can just fill in your own cuss word in your head there. You can imagine that there was a cuss word.
So people do anyway.
That's what I do.
In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I often think about using the original, the OG television series, Battlestar Galactica. They had substitute cuss words.
Frack.
Frack is one of them. They also had Felga Carb. Yeah, whatever that is. I don't know. But yeah.
Use your imagination.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's some other ones, too, that I can't remember. They had like three or four of them that off the top of my head, I can't remember. But I often thought, I'm like, oh, I'll just use those instead. Right? And then there's other science fiction shows where you can, you know, pull, you know, their cuss words from, like Smeg, right? That kind of thing. You know, but then I'm like, it just doesn't seem genuine. Yeah.
I have not had an opportunity to call anyone a bocave yet, so I'm a little disappointed in that.
All right, well, just keep it in mind.
I have been.
It'll happen.
All week.
This is Free Talk Live, so let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, rocking it out. I'm going to give you an innuendo. Chuck you, Farley. Go in your own backyard and back off. You and your old Bam Namley go buck a buffalo.
Anything else tonight, Major?
Oh yeah, I got it. I'm double barrel loaded, buddy.
All right, but hey, hang on. Let's officially tell you that this seems to be Major Payne versus the FCC. Is that what we're getting at here?
Oh, okay.
I think Major Payne wins this one. I didn't hear anything.
It's on. We was talking about George Carlin the other night. Remember the
yep.
Seven Deadly Words?
Yep.
And cheese, it's corn, it's tater, it's. Well, I got a question. I want Nikki to
transpire this for me right quick.
All right.
I've enjoyed Cheez-Its for a long time, and I want to know if the album or the product from Banisco came out before. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about was this Texas radio station from the Prisoners.
Yes, yes.
Y'all probably are too young to remember, but way back there was pirate radio.
Arr.
The Mexican radio.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Yeah. Radio. Yeah, they made a song about it.
Love that song.
And these dudes rolled around in a van and could not be tracked by the FCC and did the dirty deed.
They broadcast.
I love them.
There was a movie about one of them in, like, England or something where they went out into the ocean.
Yes.
On broadcast from a boat.
Yes.
Or a ship. Whatever the terminology works on that one.
Well,
from last
there
week.
You go. There's our next story. Submarine radio. In the tube.
Well, so I'm only going to listen to submarine radio if it's broadcast from a very specific type of submarine, and that would be yellow.
Yes, sir. John, George, and Ringo, bless them all.
Nikki, any luck?
No, I'm currently reading through the history of Cheez-Its, so it might take
all right,
me a little
the other
bit.
One I wanted, I got another point I want to touch on right quick.
All right, go ahead.
Is this Big Bird, right? Oh, help me get a vaccination, Mommy. And then we got Tickle Me Elmo vaccination doll. By
get
God,
another young.
I'm off for the grouch. I've lived in a garbage can all my life. I'm immune to every damn thing. You ain't going to poke me nothing unless you throw a porcupine in my can.
One of my former drummers in one of the bands I played in, he rarely, if ever, got ill from anything. And I asked him one day, I'm like, how come you never seem like you get sick? And he's like, oh, I just keep my body so full of crap that anything else that gets in there is immediately terminated by all the other crap that I put in my body.
That's all right. Yeah, I'm ready for the dumpster fire. Let these sumbitches fire it up. Rock on, boys. Rock on.
All right. Thanks, mate. We appreciate it. Party on. Let's continue on. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to mention that, you know what, when they hype up a company that's going to do really well, and the newspaper, like, for example, like the Thornburg company that was advertised 10 years ago, it went bankrupt. And it's a con job for them to people to invest their money, and then they pull out all their money, and then everybody loses money. So I've known two people that fell for this. They believe whatever they hear on the newspaper, and they invested money in that company, and after a couple of months, they lost all of it.
The good old-fashioned pump and dump.
Sarah, do you believe, so since these people, you know, believe whatever they've been told about these companies, and they fall for it, and they give them their money, do you believe these same people fall for the lies that government tells them?
Right. I think most of the government is quite a bit of a lie. You know, yeah, most all of it is a and what I'm thinking is that these are the people that are capitalists. They control the media. They control, like, Fox News, the newspaper. That's why you guys got your own show. Is that they
hang on, Sarah. What is a capitalist?
Well, the people that are of these companies that they con you, like, oh, some company dumped $1 billion, it's going to go up in value. They hype it up. And I think it's insight trading.
Once so they got nationalize everything.
Well, and then they pull it out. So this is a capitalist media. So they're billionaires, and they twist the media to benefit themselves, even if they're conning the average public, average public people. And, of course, you know what? They only tell half the truth in the media or some of the truth to confuse you with all of their lies. How can they confuse you? They do have to tell you half the truth, so it's believable.
Well, so they confuse you because you listen.
Well, yeah, and so do you believe, Sarah, that the same people who fall for these scams fall
right.
for the lies of government?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Oh,
most
cool.
definitely so.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
The Cheez-It was invented in 1921 before the Cheez-Nip, which was invented in the 1950s. And they were released as direct competitors in the 1980s.
I was going to say.
So they got some years on Major Payne then.
I detected. Yep. Well, we don't know how old Major Payne is.
Unless he's
probably
100.
Probably not 100.
Have you heard him talk? like he seems old.
Okay.
No, I think he's got maybe 10 years on me or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, so definitely not 100. Maybe closer maybe, to the 1950 exactly. company.
Sorry, Major, I don't mean to diss you on air.
Yeah, what's up with the hate?
On cheese nips?
I was just making a joke cheese about you hating on Major Payne.
No, I'm not hating on Major Payne. I'm hating on Cheez-Its and Cheese Nips because they're both disgusting.
And it's not real cheese. You're talking to the Wisconsin guy.
Oh,
he's got, like, real cheese flowing
now.
Through his veins.
What about Goldfish?
Oh. Also disgusting.
So what do you eat, then?
Unless just they're the garlic ones.
Cheese?
Unless they're the garlic ones. No, see, the flavor...
A garlic Goldfish?
Oh, have you
this
never?
Is... No, yeah, I
and
have not.
No, there's no cheese flavor. It's just garlic flavor.
Oh, so I can eat it.
Mm. Now, maybe it was only something that they did for a period of time. But my point is that in these crackers, which is what they are, the Goldfish, the Cheese Nips, and the Cheez-Its, these are crackers with cheese flavoring. Right now, they claim that, like, oh, we use real cheese and cheese flavoring.
Milk enzymes.
A little tiny bit.
Spray a little bit of Cheese Whiz on there. A
tiny bit. does Cheese Whiz come in the spray bottle? I've only ever seen it in the jar on the block.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I've only ever seen it in the spray bottle.
Now, Easy Cheese.
Yeah.
Easy
Cheese.
Cheese.
Is a
Sorry,
whole
I'm
different thing.
Confused.
You're thinking of Easy Cheese, not Cheese Whiz.
Okay.
Cheese Whiz, the brand. See, you're quizzing me on cheese, and I happen to know.
So, in my latest research about the garlic Goldfish, I have just came across a forum where people are asking if they can feed their pet Goldfish garlic. The answer to that is please don't.
Don't feed your pet Goldfish garlic. Did you search garlic flavored Goldfish crackers?
No.
Yeah.
We'll try that next.
What do you got there, Richard? You're looking up Cheese Whiz spray bottle.
I'm trying to find it.
Well, you're trying to find if Cheese Whiz is available in the spray can. I believe you'll find many different varieties of the spray can, but the major brand is Easy Cheese. That's E-Z Cheese. No, Easy Cheese has not paid me to repeat their name here on national radio. Oh, it is in the. Damn it. Oh, but there's Easy Cheese, too.
Yeah, there's definitely Easy Cheese.
I've never seen Cheese Whiz in the can until you just showed me a picture of it online.
Do you approve of that?
It's way better than Goldfish.
Must be a New England thing.
Must
or
be.
Or Cheez-Its. No, it's a me thing, right? There's plenty of people in the Midwest, everywhere I've been, who are like, yeah, Cheez-Its, here, have some Goldfish. Anyway, we're out of time. If you missed any of the show, find us over on freetalklive.com. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Richie Rich,
Captain.
For joining me tonight. For our listeners out there, we're on 7 days a week, so tune in. Thank you, and peace.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.